You know, in Timothy, he said, rightly dividing the word of truth. Know what you're talking about so you won't have them confused. If you only know a little, speak a little. Matter of fact, when you start with him, you really need to just give them a little anyway, because that's about all they're going to receive, because you won't be able to come back, because you feed them too much. Next time, get what they're doing, they're going to be dodging you. They're going to be dodging you. Had a young guy, I met him 2 weeks ago at the plant. I thank God for my ministry at Ashley Furniture. I thank God for it. I'm just waiting for them tithes and offerings to start coming in. Praise God. Praise God. Had a young guy, had a chance to witness to him. And I was finna go in my office, I think. And anyway, he come up and he said, man, can you show me where? I said, I sure can. He said, man, I left my badge. He said, I'm driving from Columbus. He said, I'm from farther than Columbus. I forgot where he was from. It was down south somewhere. He said, but I moved to Columbus to get closer to here to get me a job. He said, I just got out of pen. Nice, clean cut guy, big guy. And so I helped him, got him situated and everything. And I stayed with him because that's a big place. Anyway, he was just kind of nervous. He didn't want to get lost. He said, man, I can't even remember where they took me to. He said, I can't even remember the guy's name that they told me that I'm supposed to be reporting to. I said, okay. I said, don't worry about it. I said, we can look it up in the system right here. So we got all that done, yada, yada, yada. And so the door opened up. You know, Revelation, it tells us about he opened doors that nobody can close, and he closes doors that nobody can open. That's our God. So the door opened up, and I told him, I said, he said, I've been had a rough break. He said, man, I'm just trying to do the right thing. He said, I got kids, man. He said, I've been locked up for X amount of time. So the first thing I asked him, I said, well, do you know Jesus? He said, man, I ain't going to church nowhere, but I am saved. I said, well, praise God. I said, well, I just want to share something with you. So I shared something with him by the word of God. So that went on, and you know, and I told him, I said, so we exchanged numbers. He said, man, can I get your number? I said, you sure can. Because people need people to talk to that's going to encourage them. They do. They need people to talk to that are going to encourage them. So it went on. So it was, like I said, 2-3 weeks before today. So I talked to him yesterday. I seen him standing up there yesterday. No, what's the day? They went Monday. I seen him standing up there Monday. I said, man, I said, how's it going? He said, man, he said, I like to mess up the weekend. I said, what'd you do? He said, I didn't do it, but I like to. He said, man, when I caught that charge, that guy that turned me in, he said, man, he come up to me, man, trying to be all good and stuff. He said, I know he turned me in. He said, man, he said, I just felt some kind of way about him. He said, but this is what he said. He said, but I thought about what you told me. He said, but I thought about what you told me. And what I'm saying is, I thought about what the word said. Glory to God. And see that's what I'm saying. Go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching the gospel. Miss Annie, you got a work to do in Calhoun City, and you know it. You got a work to do, Miss Annie. And guess what? You got help. You ain't alone. The greater one's on the inside of you. He's going to help you complete. You're going to do more at your older than you did at your younger. Said the Spirit of the Lord. He's graced you to do that. Amen. And we're going to hear about it. We're going to hear about it. Amen. You won't get weary in your old age. You won't get weary. Praise God. So the young man told me that. He said, man, he said, I sure appreciate it. I said, well, okay, so I'm going to take it a step further. I said, I'm going to help you out with something. I said, I understand this. I said, now you know the mistake you made ain't his fault. I said, you made that choice. I said, so don't hold it against him and have a grudge against him feeling some kind of way every time you see him. I said, even though he might have told on you, he probably thought he was doing the right thing. I said, but you made that choice to go out there and do that game. So you can't fault nobody else but yourself because you made that choice. Everybody got a choice to make. I can't blame nobody else for what I done 10 years ago. I had to blame me for that. But I thank God for his amazing grace. His amazing grace. His amazing grace. The game changer. So what I told him, I said, you can't fault him for that. I said, what you have to do, you have to forget it. I said, Philippians says, I said, that was my very first sermon. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the goal, the upward call. I said, so when you learn to forget those things which are behind, don't let them things try to continue to pull you in. You tell yourself, I got the mind of Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. This is a new day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I didn't get through all of my scriptures, but that's okay. I'm going to stop right here. That was my alarm going off a while ago. I'm very mindful of people's time. Time is important. And your time is important, so I'm not going to prolong it. Praise God. Ooh, thank y'all so much. I hope y'all got something out of that. Amen. Praise God. God is so good. And I'm telling you, man, when we leave these doors, we ought to have this mind. I got the mind of Christ. I'm going forth. I'm going to share this gospel with somebody. You know, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I have my oldest son. Some of y'all know him. Most of y'all know him. Snoop. You know, he's doing a little time right now for some of his choices he made. And, you know, when he called me and I talked to him, and I had a chance, you know, to talk to him before we get on the prayer line in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, if I had a chance to witness to him and some of the other people that's right there with him. So that's just amazing how God opened that door. And, you know, and I'm telling you, he's coming out a changed man. He's coming out a changed man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to have a testimony. Woo, glory to God. He's going to have a testimony. Woo, glory to God. See, that's what we got to do, y'all. We got to help them. We can't just keep condemning them, push them down. They done been pushed down long enough. What the sad thing about it, some of them, when they get out, man, you know, they have what you call this background check. Now, guess what? They need a job. Need a job. They done it. You done 10 years. You done 15. If you done 3 months, you done your time for the crime. And now you got the people, and they need help right now. They'll let them work 3 or 4 weeks. And then next thing you know, they tell them, well, you had this come back on your background check. We can't let you work here. Come on, y'all. Get real now. That's a lie from the pits of hell. But what we do is this right here. Just tell them. Hold your head up. Didn't say you have to work for anybody. You can be an entrepreneur. There's all kind of opportunity out there for you to do that. We can help them, y'all. We can help them. We got the tools. We can help them. So praise God.